Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we finished verses 5 through 8. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 through 22 today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we start on 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 9, and we're going to continue now through the rest of the chapter and the book. So I hope that you'll be following along today and have pencil and paper ready, a good King James Bible, take notes, and be ready to listen. And by the way, as you take notes, if it brings up a question in your mind to which you don't have an answer, write us your question. Perhaps we can send an answer back to you. You can email us or you can write us a letter at our physical address, which is given to you every day at the conclusion of the broadcast. Also, I would like to ask you for support. But now our support I'm asking for is not financial support. I'm asking for prayer support. We want you to support the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry with your prayers. And we would appreciate it very much if you would write us and let us know that you will support us in your daily prayers. Now, you can email us through our website, which is www.centralbaptistocala.org. And that's all one word, and that's www.centralbaptistocala.org. Our physical address is 1714 Southeast 36, that's 36 Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. Now again, at the end of each day's broadcast, you are given that address by our announcer. And there are four requests specifically I would like you to pray when you pray for the Lamp and Light broadcast. So I hope you have pencil and paper now ready and you'll write these down. Number one, pray for the Bible teaching to have free course throughout the entire broadcast. Say, what do you mean by free course? That it would go out unhindered and triumphant, reaching to the heart of each listener. Secondly, pray for me that I would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as I teach and preach on this broadcast. It's so important that this broadcast is about Christ and His Word. So pray for me to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Number three, pray for God to direct people to our broadcast. I have shared with people how in the past I've prayed that somebody might even be surfing their radio stations as they do sometimes when they're driving down the road, and the Holy Spirit would just take them to our broadcast. And somehow, whether it's my voice, the announcer's voice, or the subject, or whatever, the Holy Spirit would grab a hold of their attention immediately and just keep it there, and they'd become a listener. And we had that happen before where somebody was listening and as a result received Christ as their Savior after they were simply surfing the stations and God drew them in. And then finally, pray for people to either, if they're without Christ, be saved, and if they are saved but not living as they should, that they would rededicate their lives, And thirdly, that each would be edified in the Lord, that is, built up in the Lord. And finally, that this broadcast would bring glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you'd pray that for us on a regular basis, we'd appreciate that so very much. Well, I hope that you have your Bibles ready now. We're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 9 and following as we go through the rest of the chapter now over these next few days and weeks to finish out the book of 2 Timothy. And the first section I want to look at here are verses 9 through 13. So I'll read those and then we'll go back over those and then continue from there. Here we read, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed into Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee. And the books, but especially the parchments." I remember the old Maxwell House Coffee TV commercial that said, "Good to the last drop." Well, I don't know that about coffee, but I do know this. As we see the book of 2 Timothy close out, we understand that this book is the last book the Holy Spirit of God would dictate each word to write to the Apostle Paul. After this, Paul will soon die, and the Holy Spirit would not be dictating any more books for our Bible that we have today. He knows, as it says in verse 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." He'll be dying very soon. He will die a martyr as far as men are concerned, a martyr for Christ. His death is not like other religions that teach to kill people as a suicide bomber or such like. Rather, it is one where it's willing to die that those who hate you may hear the glorious gospel of Christ and be saved. Our Lord teaches us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Again, men say, well, the apostle was a martyr of Christ, and I think from our view that that's what we would say, but I think maybe more so than seeing himself as a martyr for Christ, I think the better attitude that Paul had was in serving the Lord. And now my life is coming to an end at the hand of an executioner. I want my blood, as it's shed, to go up as a sweet-smelling savor to our God, as a life that was given for him. Now, what we'll see in these final verses of the book is what's important to God in these last days of a godly man. And I say important to God since Paul still walks in close harmony with God. I'd say that he is the epitome of 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, where we read, "This then is the message which we have heard of him," that is of Jesus, "and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Well, Paul's life was good from the day he was saved to the last drop of air in his body. A sudden trial when he was down, persecuted in the bad circumstances of life, did not change his joy or commitment to the Lord. That's why I say, look at these four verses, 9 through 13, as good to the last draw. Now, let's look at first in this ministry here. Let's see the state of the ministry. And we see that in verses 9 through 12, but let me just read verses 9 and 10 for you one more time, where he says, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Greetings to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia." Now, we are introduced to an urgent need in the ministry the Lord had given the Apostle Paul. And so he tells Timothy, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me." Well, this is a request and a plea. I don't know if Timothy was a married man. I tend to think that he was. Paul had taught to ordain pastors in every place who are the husband of one wife, and Paul's the one that appointed Timothy a pastor at Ephesus for a while and even in Corinth. And so it seems like that maybe he is a married man, the husband of one wife. Paul had placed Timothy in charge of the churches there, and so we find that he, as a pastor of two different churches in that time that we know about, obviously he was married. I don't think that the Apostle Paul would do it contrary to what he had written as the Holy Spirit had directed. And it's like Peter. Now, Peter was married, we know that, and he is also identified in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1, as a pastor, an elder, he calls himself, which was another term for pastor in that passage. And we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5, that she would be a helpmeet for Timothy's God-given ministry.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no grace. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.